Bawa to Ba. I saw the jean
Oh,
shorts and
he does at the end of this. This is but actually just start at the
okay.
2 minute mark. Start at the 2 minute mark here and then
I
watch
want to
from
see the whole
there.
thing. Hold on. Well, I'll
Okay,
skip
okay,
it.
okay.
I just want to see the
Okay.
beginning too. Foreskin harvest. Yeah, it's probably a foreskin harvest is what they're really talking about. Good one. Just like David took all the foreskins from the Philistines, Moshiach ben David's going to come and take all the foreskins of Edom. Anybody heard of this guy before? Okay, 2 minutes in. Is this guy famous?
I don't know, I guess.
2 minutes? Okay.
I just want to catch my fish. Drive my truck, drink my beer.
Oh my God.
Not wake up to all this stuff I don't want to hear. Like the same kind of gun I hunt with, just killed another man. Only thing mine ever shot was deer.
Okay, I can't take much.
I love how you get this.
Okay, let's do Ba with the Ba. Dude, they really wanted to put on a show. These TPUSA Christian Zionists got in a boardroom and they're like, who can we get? Who's the most famous celebrity we know? They're like, Kid Rock, Roseanne.
Kid Rock.
These guys. Who are those guys? Epic Goy Slop, totally. This is high IQ art. Yeah, dude. Ba with a Ba, dude. Is that not conservative values? Yeah, it makes Nickelback sound like Mozart. That's funny. True. Kid Rock sucks. He wasn't even good in the 90s. He was like a fake manufactured industry plant. And now he's just a low IQ Christian idiot. Yeah, thank you, Rabbi Goldberg.
My name is Kim.
Dude, the crowd is like total actors.
Yeah, it is.
Look, Variety says that this shit was pre-recorded, pre-taped.
How do you feel about the jorts with the fedora? Do you think that that's a good look?
Oh, he's got a fedora? Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, it is.
Dude. Oh my God. Thank God it's over. Didn't Donald show up and dance? That's funny. No.
Well, that's the other thing too that's funny is Trump watched the real one.
Oh, he did? Oh, he was yeah. Was he at the game?
I don't know. I just saw that he was I don't think he was there. I think he watched on
TV. So Robert Kraft, who'd had the commercial about the blue square we played last stream of the Jewish kid and the black guy having his back. So Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the Patriots, who are in the Super Bowl, has a command center tracking hate speech online.
Fortunately, Grand and college campuses.
Inside the Patriots Stadium, a command center of stats tracking hate speech online. It shows where it's coming from. The time.
Brother BD sent $5 on Rumble. Conservative values? Christians were told to watch the Busa halftime show on multiple devices to boost the ratings.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily immoral.
Time of day.
That's the game.
It's trending, especially among younger people.
We saw that not only is the anti-Semitism growing across the country, it's disproportionately growing on college campuses and in high schools.
Which is part of the reason Kraft says he partnered with the United Negro College Fund and the Jewish organization Hillel International to host unity dinners throughout the country.
So let's get to it.
Baruch College students Aiden Herzlinger and Akish L. are among...
Thank you, Parisia.
...dollars on Rumble. This is the geest slop to ever slop for the Goyim. No wonder they treat us like they do.
I know. It's unbelievable. Doesn't get any more cringe. It made me laugh so hard. Amalek tweeted, he's like, this TPUSA halftime show made him want to join Antifa.
I'm a full member of Antifa now, pretty much. Yeah.
It made me think that maybe a harvest isn't such a bad idea. A harvest of all these Goyim sheep.
Baruch College students Aiden Herzlinger and Akish L. are among the more than 450 students who've attended at least one of the dinners.
What do you talk about at these dinners?
The dinners are about finding commonalities between the Black community and the Jewish community. So we really talk about anything and everything. It's not just about politics and opinion.
I love how it's not like everybody coming together. It's just like the Jews trying to get in with the Blacks to like make them hate white people, pretty much. To not be anti-Semitic and hate white people. Imagine if it was like all these organizations where it's like white groups teaming up with Blacks to against Jews, and it was like Jewish supremacy, whites and Blacks against Jewish supremacy organization, right? Could you imagine?
I think part of it is because Blacks are very conspiratorial brained, and I think that since COVID and all this stuff has been popping off on Instagram and everything else that we see, I think that they can see under the hood in their own numbers that, I don't know if you've ever seen like Black Twitter, for example, but it's like, if you think the E-Crusader conspiracy brain rot is bad, you should see it over there. It's really bad. And they're very anti-Israel, pro-Palestine. And I think that they see that as a very dangerous situation because of how, you know, that, for obvious reasons, right? So I think that that's why they focus so much on that community.
Yeah, there is a lot of total brain rot over there. Goy brain. I on Facebook, I saw something. I think I might have it. It was wild. It was like Yeshua, the Black Hebrew Israelites, how popular Black Hebrew Israelites are. Like, I saw this shit. Look, Yahoo Fidelis, 200 commas, 800 likes. Look. Yehoshua, this king savior, is not pagan pig Jesus. Google Yahusha. Hallelujah, our Allah, Yahusha, this